Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. And inshallah, shortly, we'll be going for the verbal fitness sessions with Ronald Evergy and putting us through our paces. He will be doing so in a few minutes' time on the verbal fitness sessions. And then, at about 1:45, the final installment of the bully series. Today, we're discussing adult bullying. Is it a thing? You can interact with us if you want. Give us examples of adult bullying. You can do so SMS. Oh, goodness, the mouse is not working on that PC. So you can tweet us at @EJAZ_K. Yep, let us know if, you know, you've got some pearls of wisdom. Sumaya will be discussing with us, life coach Sumaya Kuvaria, at about 1:45 on the topic of adult bullying, bringing a close to the bully series. Time to welcome Ronald to the show now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi. How are you, brother? Are you well?
Yes, alhamdulillah. How are you doing, my man?
Thank you, well, thank you. Are you keeping healthy, keeping fit?
Yes.
Are you winning at football?
Yeah, we got knockouts this week. So with your du'as, inshallah, let's see what happens.
Lovely, my brother. I'm glad to hear that. You know, and wish you the best of luck with it. And if you guys don't get knocked out in the beginning, so the warm-up won't be, you know, for any other reason but to continue for the next game or the next game.
I mean, now, you know, Shukar, I managed to take down some of the questions that usually come in after the show. People tend to send it a bit too late. And then the mouse is not working. So luckily, I've got a few here. They're mostly based on back pain and sciatica. I think we were discussing that last week, Thursday as well. So lower back pain and stuff. Maybe we'll ask you those questions, inshallah, after the workout. But let's go for that workout right now.
No, lovely. So, and I mean, today's workout, like yesterday, was a nice cardio workout for Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, today's going to focus a little bit on a little bit of strength, because you've got to bring strength training no matter what your age when you train. And the reason is this is because to maintain your muscle integrity and your muscle strength. So what you're going to do right now is, wherever you are, I want you to sit in your chair.
Okay.
And then gently rotate your shoulders backwards for 10 repetitions and slowly rotate your shoulders forward for 10 repetitions. Simple, easy warm-up, just to loosen up the shoulder joint, release some tension in your trapezius or that muscle that's between your neck and your shoulder. Mm-hmm. That muscle is called the trapezius. Okay. So far, so good. Great. Now, from that position, here's what I want you to do, brother. I want you to sit in the chair upright, okay? Don't lean against the back. Sit slightly up, and I want you to pull your tummy in and tighten your tummy, okay?
Yep.
From that position, I want you to lift your hands up so your fists are in line with your ear. Elbows are bent on your side of your head, right? And all I want you now to do is punch up over your head as quickly as you can and punch up to the point whereby your elbow is straight and then bring it back down, alternating your hands. Are you ready?
Yep. Now ready, started.
All right, go. Punch up, non-stop, but keep the tummy tight. Imagine someone's going to come and, you know, throw kick a soccer ball into your tummy. You've got to keep it tight while you're doing this exercise.
Okay?
Keep it going. Now, this you do for 30 seconds. All right? Great, keep it going. Good, relax, sit down. Now, the next exercise I want us to now do is from that position, sit towards the edge of the chair.
Yep.
You know the old tricep dip that we like to do, right?
Yes.
So then we're going to change it around.
Okay.
So sit on the edge of the chair, hands next to you, all right, and lift your glutes off the chair. Now, from that position, what I want you now to do is lift your right leg up, straighten it, hold it there, and then slowly move that right leg up and down. So what you're now doing is we're lifting your glutes off the chair, hands on the sides, elbows straight, to begin to create something called isotonic tension in the upper body, which is constant tension in those muscle groups, which is a different way to work strength. And while you're lifting the one leg off the floor slightly, okay, you bounce it up and down, 3 centimeters up, 3 centimeters down, what you're technically doing is creating mobility in the lower limbs and tightening the quadriceps, which you've got to keep your legs straight, so you're working the thigh muscle brilliantly. So you're bringing dynamic exercise and you're bringing static exercise into this workout. You do 15 repetitions on the one leg, change over and do another 15 repetitions. All right?
Okay.
Good. Now let's go on to the next one. Very simple, very easy. Here's what I want you now to do. Is stand up wherever you are.
Yep.
Okay? Place the hands on your table or the chair. I want you now to lean forward slightly. All right? And I want you now to, your legs are straight, shoulder width apart. And I want you to take your right leg back, keeping your knees straight. And from that position, the same motion we did lifting the leg up and down 3 centimeters, I want you to lift it up behind you, 3 centimeters up, 3 centimeters down. what you're going to find with this exercise now is you're going to work the opposite hamstring. Because you've got to keep both knees straight and you've got to lean forward, holding onto the chair or the table for balance. So your back is almost parallel to the floor. Okay?
Okay.
Again, 15 repetitions on the one leg, 15 repetitions on the other leg. Fabulous. And finally today, for those love handles on the side, upright, leg up to the side, lift it up, hold onto the chair for balance, lift your leg up so that it's parallel to the ground, and begin to the side to pulsate your legs, 3 centimeters up, 3 centimeters down, non-stop. And you do this for 20 seconds on the one side and 20 seconds on the other side, and you repeat the entire sequence for 3 more times because it's not as intense as what we normally do, but it's focused on particular muscle groups to shape and tone those problem areas you may have.
Okay, cool. That's a nice one for what's today?
Yeah, I mean, it's very easy, very simple, but it's effective and efficient for targeting areas. People need to realize you don't always have to do hectic, high-intensity training all the time. You know, you can bring in some very simple, focused exercises that are not as intense physiologically, but it is intense with the results and targeting areas you want to focus on.
Yep, quality over quantity, I guess.
Most definitely, my brother. Same thing goes with food, eh?
I knew you were going to come with it. I knew it. Well, yes, I see some of the questions that let's try and get through some of them, right? Someone says, sister saying, I have sciatica. What exercises help take away the pain? And maybe for those who don't know what sciatica is, maybe just help define that as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sciatica is, you know, it's not a pleasant thing to deal with. It's caused by irritation of the roots of the lower lumbar spine, the spinal column in that area, you know. Common causes of sciatica include something known as lumbar spinal stenosis, which is narrowing of the spinal canal in the lower back. So the spinal column where the nose runs through begins to narrow. Also, degenerative disc disease, which is the breakdown of the discs, which act as a cushion between your vertebra in your spine. So some of the causes, the symptoms are lower back pain, pain in the rear or the leg, it's worse when sitting, hip pain, burning or tingling down the leg, weakness, and, you know, this constant pain is very, very uncomfortable because it usually affects only one side of the lower body, and the pain extends from your lower back all the way through to the back of the thigh and down the leg. So it's very uncomfortable, and, you know, it can be painful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do is, when you look at it from an exercise perspective, you know, it is a really tough one because you need to identify with the doctor first and foremost, all right? How serious is it? And what do you need to now do, okay? Because if you're on medication or if you're on other things like that, you need to be very conscious thereof because you've got to follow the right tips for it. Now, with sciatica, when it comes to the spinal column, as I described to you, there's very little you can do from minimizing bone degeneration or this degeneration in the spinal column. What you can do is begin to strengthen up the muscle areas around that, but you also need to go see a physiotherapist. So it's about lower back exercises, core exercises, and quite a bit of mobility and flexibility in the lower limbs. There's a lot of stretching involved, but a lot of lower back strengthening and core to give you that support and the balance so that you begin to let the muscles bear some of the weight of the spinal column to help you with that. But in the long run, if your discs aren't generating at a higher rate, then you need to go see a back specialist, and they'll advise you accordingly on what to do. They can either fuse it, and then we can look at it from that basis, or you can really look at how far the progression is of it, and then figure out other options for you.
Okay. Another one here says, what can I do for the painful muscle in my back?
All right. Now, when you say a painful muscle in your back, you're dealing with a very big physiological area. It could either be the lactis.
The lower back.
Yeah. If it's a normal muscular pain, it's due to, if you are obese and you have a big tummy, it's due to something called the lordotic curve, constant pressure on that lower back, because you're creating an imbalance in your hip tilt. So your hips are tilting forward to accommodate for the front weight of your tummy. Or you just have a weak lower back. You sleep on a poor mattress. You know, it's too soft, or you're not mobile enough. The biggest thing for that is flexibility of the back muscles, but strengthening of the abs and the core. That is why exercises like the Pilates-type workouts become relevant to you, because you learn to engage your core consistently to give you support for that back region, and that will definitely help.
All right, perfect. I think in 30 seconds we can do this last one. I've had back problems for a few years on and off. I now have back pain almost constantly. Why is this?
You know, we have to look at the cause of the back pain. And I mean, it's so open-ended and so difficult to answer because, you know, sitting with a person with back pain, you know, you talk to them about a lot more because you don't want to identify, is it a bone issue? Is it a calcium issue? Is it a muscle issue? Is it a nerve issue? What type of an issue could it be? And only through certain evaluations and assessments and tests can we identify that. I just give them the solution for the muscular pain. Now, people are very lazy when it comes to exercise. You need to realize if you don't activate the muscle groups in your body, your muscles will begin to atrophy, creating weakness and waste away. That is why you find a lot of older people begin to slouch forward and hunch forward because they're not strengthening the relevant muscle groups. What you need to do is be consistently active, and when you identify a pain or a stiffness in an area, don't wait till you can't move. Do something about it there and then chat to an expert to bring on the right activities and exercises for you to ensure that you have functional mobility and functionality of your body to the best possible ability that your body can offer.
I mean, JazakAllah khair for that, Ronald. You'll be back next, tomorrow actually, not next week.
Next tomorrow, most definitely.
All right, my man, have a nice day going forward. Inshallah, we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Ameen, my brother, to you too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald there with the Verbal Fitness Sessions on Radio Islam International. When we come back from this short nasheed break, we're joined by Life Coach Sumaya Kavadia. We are completing, we are closing the chapter on the bully series. Today, we're discussing adult bullying. Stay tuned to the Power Half Hour.
The only one I'll follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close, I'll never stray back, keeping Him deep within my soul. Just wait for me to come home.
Yes, indeed. You're back with us here on the Power Half Hour, and I'm sure most of you have seen that video today about this young girl bullying another girl using, I'm not sure if it's Instagram or just Facebook or whatever. She's made this video where she's walking with her selfie stick and she's, you know, letting another girl, you know, like challenging her in some way. And, well, it's gone viral now, and I'm sure she's going to be in a lot of trouble, especially with the names she mentioned and her family, her grandmother being a police officer and her cousin being a lawyer and all of this. So now she's going to have to deal with the consequences of her actions, and it will be interesting to see what happens going forward. But now, from that would fall under adolescent bullying, we're going to adult bullying, and it's time to... introduce Life Coach Sumaya Kavadia to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, Jaz. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well.
Have you seen that video of the young girl?
No, I actually haven't.
Okay, I'm going to try and get it onto either Facebook or Twitter later on, and you can have a watch and maybe, you know, you can analyze that video for us. But we're closing off the bully series today, and very interestingly, we're going to be discussing adult bullying. So what does adult bullying look like, Sumaya?
Because this is, you know, a very interesting way we bring, you know, the past 3 weeks together in today's show, Ijaz. And this is where it all comes together. And what I mean by that is that modeling is shown here. Patterns are set on this scene, and it's called the battle of spousal power and domination, right? It's a hierarchical relationship, and children get their learning from this training ground, whether they take on the role of a bully or a victim. I think if you have to look at abusive marriages, Ijaz, are they not the highest form of bullying?
Yes.
Right? So when you come into this whole aspect of adult bullying, some people just never grow out of being bullies, simply because, you know, they never learned how to manage their emotional upsets. And we see that with, you know, with lots of adults. Many adults just don't know how they should be dealing with their emotional upsets or any kind of emotional turmoil that they're going through. And definitely, they haven't developed the necessary skill sets for social engagement on any level. And an adult bully has become very good at hiding what they do. You know, this is the most important part of it, and I think this is what we as adults miss out on. That, yes, you can be a bully, but you've become so good at hiding it You know, unlike a kid who's a bully, everyone knows about him or her. And now you fast forward that whole dynamic, you know, that sort of that whole behavior into a marriage or any kind of relationship dynamic. We're not going to, you know, be gender biased here, but generally speaking, you know, when we look at marriages, for example, because specifically, you know, today we're focusing on, yes, adult bullying, but we're going specifically into the mom-dad relationship, right? Because that is where everything begins, that is where everything ends.
Right.
And usually, you know, when we look at it from this perspective, when we get into the whole abusive marriages, yes, there are women that probably abuse their husbands as well, you know, and there's emotional abuse going on there.
Yes.
But more often than not, you know, it's men who dominate the whole power play, you know, of that marriage. And usually when a man bullies his wife emotionally, you know, and more often than not, the outside world believes and sees his persona, meaning a side to him that hardly ever gets displayed at home. Ijaz, isn't that true?
Yes.
You know, you'll see these women that come from these abusive relationships. You know, sometimes what happens is when they talk about what's going on with them to the outside world gets to see a very different spouse, a very different person.
Yes.
Because this man could be someone who's really very good with the outside world. But when he enters his own domain, which is his home, you know, he takes on this persona, he leaves his persona out. Persona is just that, you know, that sort of character that's created just to show people, right? It's not really who you are. Who you are is shown when you are at home with your family, with your wife, with your children, right? So what happens is that this good guy side of his hardly ever comes out. It only comes out when he's outside in the world, right? So they're more subtle than their teen counterparts. And most adult bullies are in positions of power over their victims, right?
Mm.
That's basically what it is. So in a marriage dynamic, that looks like, you know, a bully spouse will be constantly picking on you. You know, that constant judging that goes on, you know, it's the humiliating, the shaming, the abusive language that gets used. Almost on a constant basis, it's the anger flare-ups, you know, it's my way or face my aggression kind of behavior.
Samir, I was just going to ask you, I'm off to disturb you there, but, you know, if a husband is sort of fussy with the food and he wants everything to be perfect every single day, is that also a form of bullying? Because there's tension, the anxiety the wife has to experience of, you know, I hope it's okay, I hope he likes it because he's going to shout and go on for himself. So is that also a form of bullying?
Well, it does, yes. It is a form of bullying because think about it. Bullying is basically about a power play.
Mm.
It's about control, right? So if you're constantly criticizing your wife's cooking and you're constantly, you know, wanting everything to be in a certain way, you know, that is also a type of bullying. That's basically what it is because you haven't learned to communicate effectively. You haven't learned to sit down and work through things. The easiest way out is to control people. The easiest way out is to have this power over people. Okay, because, you know, you are the husband, you can come home and you can dictate exactly what you want done the way you want it done.
Hmm.
And the wife then, if she takes on the role of victim, she becomes, you know, the submissive person that just listens to everything he says and he does. Now imagine children, Ijaz, watching this display of the parents. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it any wonder then that a victim remains a victim and a bully remains a bully when they see how the parents play out this whole scene of husband and wife?
Mm. Yes. Samir, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Oh. Sorry, we got cut off, I think, for a while.
No, no problem. Samir, what motivates an adult bully to continue his or her unhealthy behavior?
Well, Ijaz, this is interesting, right? Because it's the same reason kid bullies have, right? And it stems from a great lack in their lives. You know, last week we also touched on that, where bullies, you know, they will bully you because there's some kind of lack going on in them. And the only way they know how to neutralize that sting of lack, you know, that feeling of I'm just not feeling good enough,
mm-hmm.
is to pick on someone else that they perceive as weaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason a victim needs to get this message that it's really not about you. It is about them because they're feeling this lack. They look at you as someone that, you know, that becomes their target And then they project all of this onto you. And it's really not about you. Because simply what happens is that they thrive on power and control over you, right? Mm. And then that motivation comes from this intense need to keep filling this lack within themselves. So a spouse that's a bully, you know, sees his or her partner happy, for instance, right?
Mm.
And they're feeling unfulfilled in their own lives for whatever reason. So what do? They lash out on you. Mm. And yes, this may not seem like it really happens, but people that are suffering in this dynamic, you know, they would be able to know exactly that, yes, sometimes when I'm, you know, happy or I've achieved something or I've done something, instead of my spouse supporting me, all of a sudden he's lashing out at me. He's criticizing. He's judging. You know, so it's that lack that you are, that lack that they see in themselves. They don't know how to deal with it, so you become the target.
Indeed.
That's basically what happens.
Now, I see a message from Sister Zinat Abdul saying, yes, I was asking on Facebook, you know, and Twitter, today on Power of Hour, adult bullying, is it a thing? And Zinat saying, yes, it happens. I couldn't agree more on this topic. Also, domestic violence is a form of adult bullying. Just a thought.
No, absolutely. You know, that is so, so true, Ijaz, because, you know, like we said, a bully will target you in every way. But what they're going to do is they're going to target you in areas that you are most sensitive, or sort of not most sensitive, but most insecure with.
Mm.
So as a wife, if you're feeling insecure with your weight, your looks, you know, your mothering skills, maybe your cooking skills or whatever that is, your spouse will use those very insecurities against you.
Mm.
And women in emotionally abusive relationships submit to this power play. That's what makes it so difficult.
Mm. Another message coming through here says, adult bullies operate in a set pattern. They are not interested in working things out. They are not interested in compromise. Adult bullies only interested in power and domination.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% true. Spot on with that.
Another one says, adult bullies need to make you feel bad so they can feel good. Twisted, isn't it? Hold your head up, chest out, and keep moving forward. Reality is they envy you, your success, your looks, your car, your clothes, your job, your friends, something. There's something about you that they envy. That is why they pick on you. Adult bullies are simply confused kids needing someone to pick on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So finally now, we've got a few minutes left here. How does all this set the stage for kids to take on the roles of either bully or victim?
Well, Ijaz, you know, we as parents are the very first role models for our kids,
yes.
Right? They look at how we engage and connect to each other as mother and father. They see how we handle conflict. Do we work things out in a calm manner, or do we become aggressive and sort of pull rank on each other? You know, and then what happens? This whole play that happens between mom and dad, this then becomes the imprint of their blueprint, right? And we as parents are creating this dynamic because we ourselves fail to understand how our behavior affects our children. You know, it's very easy, Jazz, for dad to come home, bark out instructions, threaten when his needs are not met, then to communicate and to connect. Right?
Mm.
And it's easy for a mom as well to yell out what should be done, you know, on a daily basis. You should be doing this, you should be doing that. It's easier for, you know, for sort of parents to do that than to sit down and really communicate and address issues with their children. So just very quickly, you know, before we end, you know, we as parents need to address a few things.
Mm.
And ask ourselves these tough questions. You know, where am I as a parent failing to connect with my child? Right? What in the child longs to be recognized but is being ignored by me? And a third question is, how can I help my child to minimize the feelings of inferiority and shame that they might be experiencing? Right? Mm-hmm. These are difficult questions for parents to answer. But at times we need to realize that parenting is a hands-on approach. It's a constant approach. And its framework consists of being fully present. You know, conscious mindfulness parenting, tuning into your child's energy on a daily basis. And yes, it is tough work. Nobody said their parenting was easy.
Hmm.
But when you parent from this foundational point, Ijaz, you know what happens?
Mm-hmm.
We then raise kids that become functional, healthy adults, you know, who can then embody those qualities of humanness, things like empathy, compassion, forgiveness. And yes, then they start beginning to live lives that, you know what, are solution-based, not seeing things and everything that they encounter is looking for problems and how can I fix this or what should I be doing here. They look at everything and start collaborating with people because they've developed all of these skills. And inshallah, I hope, you know, with these four segments that we've done,
mm-hmm.
You know, people have gained much benefit from there.
Inshallah, change. I mean, Jazakallah Khair, Sumia, for that. And yeah, that bringing to a close the bully series, it's been enlightening and all-encompassing in terms of what we discussed on the bully. And I think they are all on podcast, if I'm not mistaken. I'm hoping so they are. You can check the Radio Islam website for more details. Go to, I think, look for my name, or how does it work? Go to podcast and look for, scroll down to my name and click on it, and the Power of Our podcast should be there, inshallah. Sumia, once again, Jazakallah Khair for your time today and explaining all of this to us and bringing closure to this topic of bully series. We look forward to an exciting topic next week, inshallah.
Inshallah, yes, it does. Maybe, you know, we should look for something that is exciting, that uplifts the spirits of people.
Indeed, inshallah. Yeah, we look forward to that. And we thank you once again for your time. Sumia, have a wonderful day going forward.
Jazakallah so much once again for having me, Ijaz, and same to you.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
That brings us to the close of the Power Half Hour for today. Unfortunately, we could not read out the WhatsApp questions. I just saw it ticking over here. And yeah, the mouse is not, it's just not working. So yeah, we'll try and, if they fix it up, we'll try and see which questions are relevant and try and bring it up. If there are those for Ronald there, we'll go to Ronald on another show, inshallah. So from myself, Jaz Khan, and Muhammad Bilal for today, it's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.